Chapter 8. The Post. It's the day before Christmas, Christmas Eve, and something isn't right. Not bad, but not right. I don't know how to explain it. We're doing everything that we normally do. My mom has made Oreo cakes. The tree is bright and full of color. We've sung Christmas songs. It's now noon, and everyone is in the sitting room with their laptops playing a game on Facebook. And I'm thinking about Blue. He doesn't use Facebook much. He thinks it's the worst type of human conversation. We finish our game, and then I get a text from Leah. We're outside of your door. I go and open it for her and Nick. It's cold outside, and Leah is wearing a black hat that covers her ears. Bieber immediately jumps on her.
We were actually thinking about going for a walk, she says.
I stare at her closely because something in her voice sounds strange. Okay, I say. I put a lead on Bieber so that he will stay with us, and the three of us leave the house.
How are things going, Simon?
Says Leah after a minute, and she still got that strange voice. I stop then and turn to look at her and Nick. What's going on? I say.
Nothing,
she says, and looks at her feet. Nick stares down the road.
We just wanted to see if you wanted to talk, he says.
About what? I ask. And then I stop. Bieber moves toward Leah and sits at her feet. He looks up at her with his big brown eyes.
Why are you looking at me like that, sweet one?
She says, and rubs his head.
I don't have any cookies.
What do you want to talk about? I ask again. We stand on the side of the road, and I step from one foot to the other. Leah and Nick look at each other, and suddenly I realize. Oh my God, I say. You two are together.
What?
Says Leah, turning bright red.
No, Simon, please, just stop.
Then what are we talking about here? I ask. What's going on? But they stay silent. Then Leah says,
Okay, I'm going to go. Happy Christmas, guys.
And suddenly, I realize that she's angry. She puts her head down and kisses Bieber between his ears. Then she leaves us. Nick and I stand together silently. He presses his hands together.
What's this about, Nick?
Look, don't worry about it.
He watches Leah walk down the road. You can come in, I say.
Yeah?
He says, looking quickly at my house.
I don't know. I'm just going to go, I think.
And he has a strange look on his face that I've never seen before. I've known Nick since we were 4 years old, and I've never seen him like this.
Look, he says, and he puts his hand on my arm.
Nick never touches me.
Have a good Christmas, Simon. Really.
Then he takes back his hand and walks up the road after Leah. We have our usual Christmas Eve dinner, and I'm still feeling strange. Maybe it's because I keep thinking about a boy who I've never met, and who says that he is not ready to meet me. I don't know. I don't know. I want Christmas to feel like it used to feel. After dinner, my parents put on a film and I go to my room. I lie on my bed and start listening to music. 3 songs later, Nora knocks on my door and comes in. I sit up and give her an angry look, but she walks in anyway and sits on my desk chair. "Hi," she says. "What do you want?" She looks at me through her glasses and pushes back her long, untidy hair. "I need to show you something," she says. "Open your laptop and go to Creek Secrets." She waits for me to find the page.
"Okay, I've got it," I say. "What do you want me to see?"
She comes and sits next to me.
"Go down," she says.
So I go down the page, and then I stop. Oh, God. Nora turns to look at me.
"Are you okay?"
she says.
"I'm sorry, Simon. I just thought that you'd want to know about it."
December 24th, 10:15 a.m. Simon Spire's invite to all guys. "Dear guys of Creek Secrets, I want you to know that I am very gay. If you are interested, please call me to arrange sex. Or even blue sex. No calls from ladies. Thanks."
"I've reported it to the school," says Nora. "They'll take it down."
People have already seen it, though. God, what if Blue sees it? I close the laptop and sit back against the wall. Nora waits. "It's true," I say finally. "I am gay."
"I guessed,"
she says.
"From your face. Are you going to tell people?"
"I think Nick and Leah have already read it," I say slowly. "They came here tonight, and they were being really strange."
"Are you going to tell Mom and Dad?"
"I don't know," I say. Suddenly, I hear a text arrive on my phone. It's from Abby. "Simon, are you okay? Can you check Creek Secrets? Please know that I didn't tell anyone. I would never tell anyone. I love you. Please call me." And then, it's Christmas. Thank you for the present, Martin. I go downstairs early and wait with Bieber on the sofa for the others. By 9:30 a.m., we've drunk coffee and had breakfast, and now it's time to open the presents. 20 minutes later, there are pieces of paper and presents everywhere, and I decide that this is my moment. "Listen, you guys, I want to talk to you about something," I say.
"What is it?"
my mom says, sitting up. "I don't know how people do this. How did Blue do this? 2 words, and I won't be the same Simon anymore." My hand is over my mouth, and I stare straight ahead.
"I know what this is," says my dad. "Let me guess. You're gay. You're having a baby."
"Dad, stop it," says Nora.
I close my eyes. "I'm having a baby," I say.
"I thought so," says Dad.
You look really happy and well.
I look straight at him. Really, though? I'm gay. Two words. Everyone is quiet for a moment. Then my mom says,
That's, thank you for telling us. We will have to talk through it.
So, which girlfriend did it?
Says Dad. Did what? I say.
Turned you gay,
he replies, and laughs.
Dad, that's terrible, says Nora.
I'm just joking, says Dad. Simon knows that we love him.
It's what I expected. My mom wants to talk about it, and my dad wants to joke. But I'm feeling really tired and unhappy. I was expecting to feel lighter, but it's like everything this week. Something isn't right.
From hourtohour.notetonote@gmail.com to bluegreen118@gmail.com. Date, December 25th at 5:12 p.m. Subject, terrible times.
Blue, I've had the worst Christmas ever. Something has happened. I've had to come out to my whole family because of it. The whole world will know about me soon. I know you're going to Savannah. I hope your dad has internet. I don't think that my heart can wait a full week to get an email from you. You should give me your number so that I can text you. Well, happy Christmas, Blue. Next year we can go away and spend Christmas together in a secret place where our families can't find us. Love, Jacques.
From bluegreen118@gmail.com to hourtohour.notetonote@gmail.com. Date, December 25th at 8:41 p.m. Subject, terrible times.
Jacques, I'm really sorry. I can't think why you had to come out like that. It doesn't sound nice, and I know it's not what you wanted. I think about you all the time. I think about how cute you are in your emails.
I spend too much time thinking about you.
The texting thing frightens me. Knowing that you could call me and hear my voice and know who I am. I'm worried if we meet, everything will change and I will lose you. But you don't have to worry about losing me. My dad has got internet. You won't even know that I've gone. Love, Blue.